Begin the grand daf mesech the zivam is daf hey begin on the base again tesam as the begin with the gemara gedilim arba. What do we learn from the word gedilim? That there's four strings that are necessary by the tzitzis. Now, but menachas the gemara menachas of base menav amar says the boy taman yichutin that you need eight strings by the tzitzis. Tesis v'tem it's a wonder. How do you know menalin shakay b'kol echad b'echad l'shtayim? How do you know that you double each one to two? So you're taking four strings and doubling over there for it's eight. Shema, maybe, yikshu kol echad b'reisha b'talas, maybe just tie each one independently by the edge of the talus, if it's only going to be four, not doubling over into eight. Now, says Tais, but yeah, my first thing, had we explained, asay gedil u'paislu mitaycha, that you should make this twine, and you thread it from inside of it. So I knew that means shayisa is a kain psila, that you make it like a psila, meaning that v'kayvim b'emtza. So you double it over in the middle, like a psil which is doubled over. So then habanicha, then it would have made sense that that's the source that you have to hang it in the way that it gets doubled over into eight. But Kuntras Peres Rashi explains that what does it mean pesleu mitaychay? It means haynu shnei shlishi anav. Two thirds of it is going to be like branches, like without knots. Shliyas hakol gedil, that not all of it should be gedil, rather only a third of it. And the rest is going to be psil. So all that teaches is that how the strings are hanging, but where do you see the idea of folding over? That's a question that Teisa has. How do you see that it has to be eight? Next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, by Katim Boile, you still need to take up to Kifa Achas. You need it that if you do one stitch, the inchibu, that is not considered connected, and that's what you need yachtav to teach you for. Which Tay says, truth is, b'lav hochim b'vayle, even without that, you need the word yachtav, because you love yachtav, you didn't have together. I mean, I would have thought to does a little bit, you just can't wear wool linen. Even you just can't wear a linen shirt with a woolen undershirt. You can't wear both, even though they're not connected. So, of course, you need yachtav, even without that halacha of toikim b'shtay tekivis. Connect says, Master, the beginning is the more actually shui tov v'nois. The word shatness is teaching you that it has to have these three characteristics of shui tov v'nois. So this is, in Lafarge, don't explain commercial pidish rivan. He explains shui v'tovi means to say that you comb it and you spin it yachad tzemer pishtim, the wool and linen together. And that's what it means. So this is, no, imkin, if that's the case, then klein betzitzis hechem mishkach zlo. Where do you find the Torah says that you're permitted to make klein betzitzis? Because you have two of the threads that's made out of blue wool, and but that's semer levada b'loy pishtim. That's its wool itself without the linen garment. So that's not considered klaim. Klaim is not having wool with linen. It's in the thing itself that it's wool and linen. But here you're just connecting wool with linen. According to Ribbon, that's not klaim. So where do you see that klaim is permitted by tzitzis? Ella shua kolech levada. Rather, shua means that each one is spun, but not that you have to spin them together. Now, benuz nami amar rabbein tam, also nuz, rabbein tam explains, in lefarish, don't explain the hanu orik, that means woven, because like Rashi explains, which that would mean that you weave them together, because the maishna shoy v'tavi, because what's the difference the first two, shoy v'tavi that we just explained, abakalach levad, each one independent, but benuz kare tam epesh v'yachad, that's weaving is, taking the separate threads, and you're taking the wool and linen and weaving them together. Why would we say that that's different than shoy v'tavi? Void moreover, the benita bergisha and the samach alman beis gabi when Haiman the rami chutah the chisna bekelim the amr v'chul when talks about that someone that puts on a thread of linen on a woolen garment v'chul etc. When part of the gemara asks over the ve'ema and say that the issa shatness is even oishui if it's just shui or oitavi or just tavi oinuz or just nuz and that you don't have to put all three together. So Tais says, "Lepisha quenches," but according to Rashi, "Belay knows." What do you mean, without knows? Which means woven. If shushay climb, it's not possible. It's gonna be climb, because that's about putting them together. So how could you have said that you would have it without knows? And ve'elam with the hachibach. Don't say that what the Gemara was asking was ve'ema oishoy v'nos, oitavi v'nos, oinos l'chadei. But of course, knows has to be one of them. Then Cain, if that's the case, if knows l'chadei sagi, then it should just be enough with knows. Shoy v'tavi dekoshak manam only. Why do you need shoy v'tavi? Stephen Tyson says, El Nilu Rabbein Tam, rather Pierce Rabbein Tam, the nuz hanu shazer. That actually nuz does not mean woven, it's actually a type of spinning. The nuz namikolech levadoi, and therefore nuz is also each one independent on its own. And that's what we're saying. Shat, this is regarding when you have just wool and just linen. His arkasat, the patar is warning you, which each one are shuri tov and oz, they should not make a garment out of them together. And the miyachtim nafkin, that's what we learn from yachtim, that means by putting them together. Now, Rav Yitzchak Halav and Hikshaloi, he asked that, Mahodit nan mesech to climb. We learned Mishnah says climb in the ninth parak. Incha yav mishim climb, you're not liable for climb, ilam tovi v'arag, only if it's spun and it's woven, shalak says, vazik shatnes, which is shuri tov and oz. Says Rav Yitzchak Halav and Amo Yisid, the noise hainarag, it is like Rashi. That noise is woven because you're saying you learn that from Troy Tabanaz that it has to be Arik, not from Yachta. So Ben Vendem says no. We're not going to expound the word shotness, and that's where we know Arik from. Because it doesn't say about Troy Tava Arik, it only mentions Tabiva Arik. So where'd Troy go? And therefore, Vele Maisi shotness, we're only bringing shotness, Il Mashav Tavi, and the Giz takes the word Benoz, Luchudei. Abel Arik, but you're Arik, Miyachta Nafka, because we're not even mentioning Troy either. And then the idea of Arik is something from Yachta, we're not mentioning that of Shoya ben Noz. And it was only mentioning that for Tave, but the truth is, Arik is not like Rashi, and rather it's larger than from the word Yachta. That we learn it all out from the word Shatnes. How do you learn out both these ideas? Because Midachsiv Shatnes is, well, first of all, it says the word Shatnes. Wakes of Kalim doesn't Kalim. So from the fact that it used the wording of Shatnes, besides the fact that the word's extra, it's also teaching you Shamin Shoy Tabinos. In fact, it doesn't say explicitly that, and says in the acronym of Shatnes, Shamin is often new costly. Obviously, therefore, it's extra. Because on the other end, you say, well, how could you say climb? You have to say those halachas. You could have said it spelled out. Why are you saying Shatnes? It's these two ideas, Lemedra Smokhin, obviously, to say that it's extra to Darshan Smokhin, which again permits us to climb a tzitzis, which is telling us the idea of a Sidin Chalais. Then they say, says, if you're going to say, how do you know that the smich is coming to be made kolayim? Maybe it's only coming to tell us the halacha of Rava. Let me just expound the smuchim, the tema pishtim. What's the smuchim coming to tell us? To tell us that regarding tema pishtim, poitim av shalib mean, and that regarding loads of tzitzis, although this is word tema pishtim is made kolayim, but regarding tzitzis, that exempts even when it's not from the same fabric. So, manolim to us, the mishaklam, how do we know it's coming to be made kolayim? He says, what you could say is, dachi mashma. That this is what we understand from the smichas. When it says in the pasuk "Dili silbis shatnes," don't wear shatnes, tem and pishim yachta will linen together, and then it says "Gidyom tasloch," you should make tzitzis. So you learn from mehem, that is from the climb of tem and pishim, that that's what you should make for tzitzis. And ba'achi yisa perikshen nazirim in the gemara nazidav nitchas and aleph, where that's what's saying over here that the drasha is from the fact that. It says the halach of tzitzis neklayim to tell you that you can make the tzitzis even from tzema pishtim, even from klayim, and that's how we know this halacha. But this takes us to begin to say veichelfin ba'al mahocha. How do we learn in general from over here from klayim that asid dechalaisa say, but shani klayim halach of klayim is different that we override it with the mitzvah tzitzis because the huchim mechlali it's a big dekuna. We find that the is of klayim is totally permitted. Regarding the kind of garments, even though it's klayim with the kind of garments, so you see it's like a lesser of a lav. So who said in general you always say asid chalezeh? Let me read. The Ri says, yeah, the hasan nami there by the kind of garments also is mishum dasa say the big dekun of the klayim. It's not because it's lesser; it's from the same svara. It's because that say of wearing kind of garments over its negative version of klayim. So beinza hut mechol. It's not like oh, it's totally permitted. It's the same logic. So it's not a flaw in our limud. But says Teisamiyu, however. E lav klayim, that we find that it's you override it from tzitzis. Mebig dekuna lav matzal merbam. From there, we would not have been able to learn in general. Why? Mishum the mitzvah bekach. That is the mitzvah of big dekuna. Ubinin achi yevshleka mitzvah. In no other way can you fulfill the mitzvah because the kind of garments had to be this way, had to be klayim. Like I explained previously, to leave him eishes ach. You cannot leave him eishes ach. That I say decha alaisa say. In fact, if I give overriding Eshazach, because that's mitzvah sevekach. And that would not tell us when it does not have to be mitzvah sevekach. It just happens to be like that. But it's different when it's supposed to be like that. But moreover, is the tzarech avodah shani. Some of this necessary for the avodah mesamik. There's also different. So therefore, that's why you have to learn from tzitzis, even though the same limit is by the big dekun. But then it says, if you're going to say, adi alfin meklaim tzitzis dadachi, this that we're learning out. From klaim by tzitzis, that I say, is the chalaisa say, we can learn now from the burning of kachim that it's not teicha. Why? Because the shinim perikid tzem we learn pesach on the pegim and beis. The insert is kachim teicha yamtim. Lo, you have to burn kachim that are invalid, but it does not override yamtim. And we know this mevan nisim men adbeker that you leave it over until the morning. What does the pasuk in Shemayis mean? Ba'akatz leidin beker shem lizbasai that you leave it over for the second morning once it's already night of chol hamoed. So you see that although there's a say of burning the pasuk kachem, it's not teicha the lesa say of doing malacha yamtiv. So why don't you learn it from there? So it says Bishlam, you can say is no, the shana has there. It's different the libatl mitzvasai bekach because by not burning a yamtiv, you're not nullifying the mitzvah that way. V'yochel savrach yamtiv, you could burn it after yamtiv. So therefore, we're not going to learn that from there, because why should we say dechelis if you don't have to be dechelis? Now, mikomalkum, in spite of that, explains Tosis, he loved the Boker Sheni, if not for the fact that the pasuk tells us it should be done the second morning, lo yisim chalak, I would not differentiate, rav min the doche, I would have thought that is dechel. But the fact that now we tell you that not, it cannot tell you that in general, it's not dechelis. But it's still difficult, says Tosis, like, come on, the Gemara later on the Vom base tells us, Yom is Bas Koin. Regarding the death of Bas Koin, who is Mazana, that she gets burned, come and the Gemara tells us that Oyeine Ella b'Shabbos, so maybe you burn her even on Shabbos, which that you see that the Gemara is entertaining to say that the burning of the Bas Koin would be Decha Shabbos. Why? Because we would have learned that from Klein Metzitzis that we see that you could be Decha Shabbos. Ilav Lisavaru, if not for the fact that the Pasuk says Lisavaru, what we would have thought to say that say of burning the Bas Koin, that it would be deicha for loy sasa shesh because even negative provision has cars. Why? Because the Gemara says the svar the malachum rabbi malachum mezuto loy say is always bigger than say it's still a say deicha. Who cares if it's a bigger is or if it's smaller is? It says tais is v'hasim over there. Kibin yochlam don malacha. What do you mean? You just told me the svar that by getting sreifas kachim you could wait till the next day to burn her. Shenels menei sreifas kachim. So or luna or the gear says misreifas kachim that you not deicha. I thought if you could wait, then we're not going to entertain to say that deicha loy say. What you could say is no. The Hasam Nami Yevshlam, they're really there by the Bas Koin. You really cannot wait. I mean, the Pasuk tells us you have to, but or else we would say you cannot. Shish Lalid Miyad Belisav. You have to actually judge her right away and burn her. Why? Shlihanu Adin. It's the Isra of being on the din of afflicting someone by delaying their judgment. That's one reason why you can't wait. And second reason, Shlish Takwad Rom. We don't want them to forget the judges what their opinions were. So therefore, that's why it's different. And here it's not like Sreifas Kachim. Now, Bem Tamitay says, if you're going to say, Balomalon Kra, Lamelev Mekhlaim Betzitzit, why do you even need a pasuk? To learn now from Klaim Betzitzit, Asid Dechalayz, to say, Nelev Mesrevis Kachim. We can learn from burning the Kachim, Midi Itzah Chasim Lemekra, Delay Dachi. For the fact that we needed the pasuk to tell us there's not Dechim Mishim Dechalam because you could wait, like we explained, Mechlad Ram Dachi. The inference is that, in general, it would be Dechim. Because obviously, from the fact that you need a pasuk, that's not, obviously, usually you would. So, what do you need Klaim Betzitzit for? So by Marie, the Reese says, no, the Hasim Yitzchak Kra, no, the reason why you need a pasuk over there, Shalei Taimed the Dachi, that you shouldn't say that it is Daicha. Why? Because that's Filo Eichel Nefeshar. What do you mean? You're allowed to do malacha, even just for what you want to cook a dish and make some schnitzel on Yom Tov. So therefore, I would think, okay, so you find that it's permitted, so therefore you'd be able to do it for that of bringing the Bas Koin. And therefore, I would not necessarily know from there. And Tais explains, but Alman Dom and the Doran Dov is Enkrib Meyamtiv, according to one that says that you cannot just bring a neder and a dava on Yamtiv, so it's a chacha kra. So actually, you would not need a pasuk over here that's not deicha, because Elali with the man Dom a craven. Only according to one that says you could bring the Doran Dov as a Yamtiv. According to him, so it makes sense why you need a pasuk, a shavas kachim not deichi, even though generally it is deicha. But according to one man Dom that holds, you cannot bring, if in Doran Dov you cannot bring which is Tarcha Gevoya, so, according to him, I would not say that the Asev service kachim, which is not being eaten, for sure it cannot be deicha, the loisa say of Yom Tov. Kinnik says, Master, begin the Gemara, and Mekulanami. And from them all three of them, you cannot learn out from, because they all were mitzvahs, Mila Pesach Tamid, that were even before Matan Torah. So therefore, they're different than in general. Then says, if you begin to say, but Menelet Meshar Kabanis, why can't I learn from a regular carbon? That the Dachi Shabbos, that overrides Shabbos, Kedushin Perkaitzen, like the Gemara Sim Sachim of Ayin Zaman Avim, Be'adit says, you bring the carbon Tomid, all these carbons in their designated times, which tells us even on Shabbos. And fulfill Imish Te'a Lechem, and even the carbon Imish Te'a Lechem, Kedushin Hasim, like we say, which is only once a year, we do it on Shabbos. So why don't you see that it's that is Deicha? Baim Reed Reese says, no. The Chashivi Hasim Kulitadr. Those are all considered as consistent. Even if it's not really done every single day, keep it up with Chalashon, because since it's applicable all year round, meaning whenever it is. And therefore, you could ask, al milo v'shar kavanos, which includes the tum and the pesach, where shekein tadir, because they're constant, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn out even from shar kavanos. U'b'shalas lechashal d'akti kochach. Now, Agamar wasn't so precise to bring this discussion regarding kavanos too. The hachanami lemasik midi. Because we also don't conclude anything l'man damo oilish could be so b'midbar, which because argument was only according to one that says it was a tamid, according to one that oilish riyav it also didn't resolve it because argument didn't go through all the specific details to work through each one of these different points. You know, it says master begins the gemara kulchem chayev mechvedi. No, you can't listen to your father who says to do an iser because it says ashab says the shmaydu that in the same position that you have to listen to Hashem. You're all obligated, my honor. As Tais explains, Ani Hashem, the Sefer Dekrah, it's really from the Ani Hashem at the end of the Pasuk, that we're expounding that even if the father says to do some type of an Isser, you don't listen. Tais says, but tell me if you're going to say, how do you know that Ani Hashem is going more on Napi Mechal Shabbos, which is the second half of the Pasuk, more than the first half of the Pasuk, Kibbut Abba'im? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's saying that I'm Hashem and listen to the mitzvah I said of Kibbut Abba'im and not of Chal Shabbos. So too, Gabi Mikdash. When you have the same drush regarding Bisa Mikdash, that, oh, it's not Teicha Shabbos, because in the same passage it says, Ani Hashem, how do you know, maybe the other way around? Maybe it's, listen to me, I said, make the Bisa Mikdash, and be Mechal Shabbos. So this is something you can say, is, no, the Kofar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a Tfei B'Shmir Shabbos, Mimshah Mitzvah, when Ani Hashem, which is honoring Hashem, is more honoring Hashem by keeping Shabbos than all other mitzvahs. Because the Meir Alamokim Shabbar Elam, because that testifies regarding Hashem who created the world. Because the Meir Ibn, like the Moses and Ibn of Samar Tesam, the Beis, who were Chulun, the Fehim and Aleph, the Mechal Shabbos, someone desecrated Shabbos. Because like he denied the creation of the world, which Shabbos is the culmination of that and signifies that. And that's why there's a whole point of Shabbos, because the 6 days of creation. And therefore, it would be obvious that it's going on that. But like moreover, Ani Hashem, what it means Ani Hashem? Mashmah de Koyam Moira. Sounds like it's going on this idea of having fear. Where the chesiv ba'av ve'im of mikdash, it's the ish ibev of tirdo'u and the mikdash tirdo'u to say kolayim. In other words, that even though I said that you should fear the mikdash and you should fear the parents, my fear is greater than their fear. So it's obviously saying not to build the base of mikdash and not to listen to the parents, which those are fears, but my fear is greater. Kedam similar like it says in the medrash, v'skadishin v'yisim kedoshin, that you should sanctify yourself and you'll be sanctified. You think you'll be kaddish like me? It says, "No, kaddish only because I'm holy. My kaddish is greater than your kaddish." That's again the same thing over here. And the Hashem would be saying that my yira should be greater than the yira of the parents and that of the Beis Hamikdash. Mentai says, "I'm to begin to say, why do you need a pasuk to even teach you regarding honoring one's parents? Leidach Shabbos is not over Shabbos. The Balav Kranam Leidach even not a pasuk is not deicha." Why? Because him and his father, they both have the mitzvah of being careful and keeping Shabbos. Because I'm paying the Kiddushin. Because the mother says the Kiddushin, the first part of Laman Alf Manav, got me where it says, if the father says, give me a drink, and the mother says, give me a drink. So the Gemara tells us, leave the honor of your mother and do the honor of your father. Why? Because you and your mother are both obligated in the honor of your father, so of course you can listen to the father. The father says, give me something to drink, and he has a mitzvah to do. Leave the honor of your father and do the mitzvah. Why? Because you and your father both have to do the mitzvah. So why don't you say something over here? You and your father have to keep Shabbos. Why don't you special pasuk? We can say it's actually from here that we learn over there that concept, but the source is over here and we only know it from over here. Next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, time the Kazakh Manash of Sis and Shmar, because the Torah wrote, keep my Shabbos. Sounds like that, if not for that, that it would be Deicha. Ah, so from the fact that you need a pasuk that says not Deicha Shabbos, obviously in general, that the say would be Deicha, Allah is to say, even Sheish Bekar, Pirish Taisa explains. From here you learn out, and in general, it would be Deicha. Because, the Lo Yitzra Chachal Mechtav Delay Dachi, we didn't really need you to tell you that Kibbut Abba'im is not Deicha Shabbos. Because that we would know. And the fact that you don't need it, obviously it's coming to tell us the inferential opposite. Then in general, it would be Deicha. Why? Because Taisa says the Meicha Taisa. Where would you think that Asi would be Deicha Lav Sheish Bekaras? The Mi Pesach Mila B'Tamid La Asi cannot learn out from Pesach Mila in the Kibbut Tamid, because the Malak Kibbut Abba'im Shekin Hechsha Mitzvah. Because Kibbut Abba'im is only preparatory. What you're going to do, the Isser, is only preparing for the Mitzvah. It's not the actual Mitzvah itself. In contrast, Pesach Mila Tamid, the Deicha Shabbos is the Mitzvah itself. So I wouldn't think I would learn out from them that I say Deicha Lav Sheish Bekaras. So obviously, it's extra to teach them inferential. Void, moreover, that's up to the contrary, that Nelev Mimikdosh, Vavos Baskoin, we should actually learn out from the Beis Hamikdash, building it, and from the burning of Baskoin, to Loidochi, that they're not Teicha Shabbos. So therefore, obviously, I would not think that Kibbut Avim would be Teicha. So why did Torah tell you that it's not Teicha? They tell you, but that in general, it would be Teicha. Now, so Tosfos has to explain now. So based on this, that in general, I would say it's not Teicha. So the Hadik Tani is this, that we're learning in the Braisa, Yochel Ye Kibbut Avim Teicha Shabbos. You would think, the wording said, sounds like you would think Kibbut Avim Teicha Shabbos. The Mashpat sounds like the Ilav Krah, that if not with the Pasuk Avim in the Docha, I would think that it is Teicha. So he says, Lav Dafka, it's not precise. El Klamer, rather, what it means to say is that a Filim Tim Slam the Docha, that even if you would say, I wouldn't think so, but even if you would say the Dochi, Hakseb on the Hashem, I'm saying, Am Hashem, Kibrashan El Gabi Shemeani, like we explained previously on Dav Gimel of Beis, on the Maskele Sasa, that Shemeani, where, again, it doesn't literally mean to say that I hear such a thing, but it's a terminology to that extent. But it's not precise. Then Tosfos says, "Ben Tami begin to say, Heichi muchach mahacha." So wait a second. How could you prove the Baal Medach and in general the Asay would be the Galizish Bekaris? And therefore, this to all answer the Gemara's reasonable question. Mitzvah Mason, if you need a leha to say that no, even though it's the Asay even and I would be the Galizish Bekaris of Achais Isha, I need a leha to say that's going to be Asir. But the hashtag krodah hachalei itzach legufe, that now, in the pasuk over here, like we said, of kibbut avim, that leitzach legufe, you don't need it for itself, there's not deicha. Elash min the ba'al madachi. Just to teach it in general, it would be deicha. Why? I could tell you, name olel lehater. I could actually tell you that aleha is coming to tell you that, just like the word aleha is by chais isha, and aleha of by yibum, should also be even with Achais Isha, to tell you that, yeah, Achais Isha would be Mutter. And Vahashtach, it's called the Hachal Aguf, and therefore now I'd actually tell you that the Pasuk by Shabbos is necessary to say that Kibbut Avim is not Deicha, that to tell you Beloy Nelev Ma'aseh the Yibim, to tell you that you're not learning of Ma'aseh the Yibim, which is Aseh Deicha Lois Shish Bekaris. And therefore we have to tell you by Shabbos that it's not going to be Deicha. So how could you learn out that in general, from here, that otherwise, of to tell you Allah is telling you least true. Maybe it's Allah's lahetera, and if I need over here to say then it's going to be awesome. Some would say, what you could say is, no, the fill name of the lahetera, even if you're going to say that Allah is coming to teach you, not like we're saying that it's Isser, telling you actually the other way around, that Achais Isha is even by the Mitzvah, even that's going to be permitted even over there. Still, I would not need the Pasuk Dahach over here by Shabbos versus Kibbut Avim. Because the Lord Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, 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 you would not be able to learn out from the Pasuk Ramah Yibim. That, oh, you see, I say the Chalice is because the Malik Kibbut Avim Shekin Nefesh Mitzvah, like we're saying all along, Tosfos understands that Kibbut Avim is only preparatory for the Mitzvah, not the Mitzvah itself, and therefore it's weaker, and if I would never have entertained to say, if I don't need it, and therefore it must be extra to teach out the inferential that it is a Seder Chalice is because. But like moreover, says Tosfos, I did up to the contrary. The Mikdash Rabbos Bas Koin, we would have learned out from the Mikdash and Rabbos Kalas Koin that it's not Decha, Chalice is because. But like moreover, Meyibim like Lemelev, again, you cannot learn from Yibim. Why? Because the Shabbos is a skilo. By Shabbos, Kibbut Avim is a punishment of being stoned to death, in contrast to that of Arayis. Now, Avag of the Arayis not make a Bechamayis of a Kalas a Sefer skilo. Although what it was says is he's asking himself, what do you mean Arayis? Which I'm saying I said the Chalisi that it actually the ever that it's overriding. There's the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law, which has the punishment of burning and stoning respectively. But says Tosfos, you're right. Ki nemo lela tera. If we would say Allah as a drasha as heter. We would only be saying it by Chais Isha, and Arai similar like that, they don't have the punishment of Skil and Sheva. The Lehuk Shalei Terah, because they would not be considered compared for Heter, Ela Le'isura, only for a prohibition, because it would only be for those, you're right, that don't have Skil and Sheva. And Bechid Sabudava, Le Perishri, where it says Le'el Dav Gimel, but really it's for Daf Chesem and Aleph. So therefore, that you would not be able to learn out Kibbut Avim to be Deicha Shabbos because that has skila, because although by Rais we would be saying a heter, it wouldn't be by all of them. It would only be by those that have karas and not those that have the like the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law that have skila and srefa. So I give it that again. That's why we can't say like Tosfos asked. Then says so them to begin to say Akati ha itzach legufe. No, you still need Ani Hashem like. Kibbut Avim and Shabbos, Leguva for itself, to teach you that no, Kibbut Avim is not Deicha Lav of Shabbos. Why would you think, yeah, like we were saying all along that you wouldn't? So he says, no, because I mean, you would have thought to say the Bible, because Malcolm, since the honor of parents are compared to the honor of Hashem, as we continue to have the Vav and Aleph, literally, therefore, maybe I would have thought that is Deicha Shabbos. Because I'm a Bessay like the Gemara says, that because I would have thought to say that if not for a pasuk, that it would override on for that reason, because Nasei of Kibbutz is equated to the covenant of the Rabban Shem in a pasuk. So therefore, I would have said also, if not for Hashem, I would say maybe I say Kibbutz is the love of Shabbos, even though it has such a severe penalty. So maybe you need Hashem for itself, and not to infer that in general I say is the because. That's the sense. What you can say is no. The say the lois I say regarding a negative prohibition of the positive commandment of tomorrow Shabbos Aveda, to kill. That's less than the lois because. Yeah, there haven't been that word. So to say as the Gemara says about the delitri that the say of kibud aim, which is compared to Hashem's covet, would be deicha. Lois because, which that's what we're discussing over here. That no, lo haven't been the doth would not have entertained to say that it overrides because that's more severe. A lois because, and ulahachi, and therefore. You're right. Regarding Loisebase, you cannot infer that Haba'amudachid in general it would override. Kedadaik, Loisebase, because like we're being a daik for regarding Loisebase, because the Dafka Loisebase, specifically with here, that the Balavkra, even out of Pasuk in Hashem, have been Loidachi, I would have thought to say that it's not Doicha, and therefore what do you need it for? So therefore, you can infer habamadachi that in general it can be deicha, but leis of say even not ani Hashem. That is, if not for the ani Hashem, I would have thought to say that it is deicha leis of say, because like we said, hokush kovet mekavanah makom. So for that, you actually do need Hashem for itself. So you cannot infer that, but in general it would be deicha. So you don't know if we're going to leis of say. You actually only know that in general, say is deicha leis of because. But then it says, wait a second. Take a second. Like you're going to say, but given hash the boy lemeim the habamadachi leis of because, since you're saying in general. And I say it's doicha leis because so koshkin with chabam leis of say which you said is weaker. Don't say yet. You're right, because they can have a little mipul. Then the gemara should have asked. And lo havi kamal and then they say doicha leis of say. That's they know in general a positive grant does no bread and negative person in the positive commandment. The gemara that we should learn from made the doctor that it doesn't break the bishul like we explained previously. Navayim and aleph. Why doesn't the gemara ask that question? So this is interesting. So what you can say is that actually the hashta at this point in the gemara. The Alfina that we're going to learn that the Ba'alma Deicha Lissish because that in general will say, in contrast to this halacha, that in general the say would be Deicha Lissish because. Al Kocha Gor, Malaysa Ba'aseh, at this point, the Gemara, obviously the Gemara held that that's actually weaker, less than Loisei Ba'aseh. The EF Shashit Chasei Loisei Ba'aseh, that you're right, that a positive commandment cannot override it, Loisei Ba'aseh. And the reason why is because they might omit the Hayase Ma'aseh, because what's stronger this Aseh than, you could say it's override Loisei, but how can this Aseh override? That other leisei ve'aseh, because why is what makes it better than the other aseh? And b'chol da'aba b'ayla meim b'seif elam tzeis, this the Gemara was entertained to say, and the end of elam tzeis b'am tzeid avlam b'ezim enough that see the kibud litcha leisei ve'aseh. What doesn't say over there that it wants you that the aseh kibud av ve'im to override leisei ve'aseh of let's say hashavas aveda or k'tumas kohenim? Hanushim the other. That's very simply because that aseh is better because the hokish kovim l'chayim makom because they're honors compared to the honor of Hashem. But in general, I would not entertain to say aseh kibud deicha leisei and another aseh. Then it says, "If you're going to say iba amadachi, so if you're saying that in general, I say could be deicha leisei even sheish bekaris, as we're learning out from the inference of kibud abe im regarding Shabbos. So if that's the case, crowd the climate tzitzis lomali. Why do I need a pasuk of climate tzitzis, which is just I say being deicha leisei if I see it's even a leisei sheish bekaris? But Shlomo says what you could say is you're right. This is like a rava. You're right. You don't need it to teach you climate tzitzis. It's to come and teach you rava's halacha. Now, Latan Rabbi Shmuel, that he disagrees with rava. And he can't use it for that. No, I mean, you still would need it for something else. The lenidrash hakanaf min kanaf that you should not expound from the word hakanaf, which tells you that the tzitz has to be the same as the garment. That dafka tzema letzema upishim upishim that you can only have wool for wool and lin for linen. Teaching you no, it could be either one for the other one that you could have climbed, and it's coming to exclude from that. But additionally, sogedad that you would have thought to say the lelitcha say the tzitz is lav the climb. No, you actually would have thought to say even though we have a source for civilization, but chorus. You would think to say, actually, the positive commandment since it's not over a negative prohibition of klai, because it's not universal, it doesn't apply by women. At least according to the one who holds that women are exempt from tzitzis. Ulael, and previously, when the Gemara wanted to learn out, that the positive commandment should override a negative prohibition. Mashmit sounds like the Moyle Lamele of Mahasam, that the one learned from there, I feel like Klein Batzitzis, because we're saying, what do you need that? You could learn it out from when the Gemara was not entertaining Klein Batzitzis, according to that Mandamar. Sounds like that you could learn that at least Klein Batzitzis from there. So how can you learn from the same Mitzvah, which is Shav Bakal? And you tell me Tzitzis is not Shav Bakal. So you obviously have to say at that point the Gemara not entertained Sheish Chilik Ben Shav Bakal, that there would be a difference if it's universal or not at the Parakla, until the Gemara ultimately does ask that question. If it's not difficult on the Gemara at that point. Now, Pekshay Nazim, the Gemara knows them on Chazmet Aleph, the Yol of Legami Ba'al Mereshe, that it learns out that in general, the Mereshe, according to that Mandama, that says Dech Aleisa say, and even Asay of Tzitzit, you could learn out from there. So, Ikla Meme, you could say that Sabah, he holds the Nashim Chayavis Be Tzitzit, women are obligated Tzitzit. So, therefore, it is Asay Hashem Bekal, and then you cannot ask anything. But then, since the Rebbe begins to say, Reisha Lomali, why do you need Reisha Bemet Saira to tell me this halach of Asid Dechalese? We're in the same question. Keeping the Dochaf Elav Sheyesh Bekos. What do you mean? We have a source over here, as like Gemara is discussing, that it's Asid Dechal, even like Let's Sheyesh Bekos. What do you need Elav Hamet Saira? Reisha Bemet Saira says, what you could say is, Ditzach Lashmi, no, we needed that to teach us. That covers Kalaresh, Malkafa, that there is an Isra there in the first place. And that's what we needed to teach him, Reisha, that you could do that. But you're right, you don't need a teacher, I said, Dechalese. Now, Obepesach, Omelabetamid, Loikasha Midamayetzachro, why do you need Psukkim over there to tell you that there are Seiz Adecha, the Lay Seishes Bekars? Kibbin Amadach, it seems we're saying that in general you learn it out from our inference of Shabbos and Kibbin Abbeim. No, it's not difficult, because it's talking that you would have thought to say, Lemelav in the Shabbos, Mekibbin Abbeim, that you learn out regarding Shabbos and Kibbin Abbeim, the Lay Dachi, that it's not Daicha. But have me now, I would have thought to say, the Shabbos Lay Dachi, that in general, that no assay is Decha Shabbos, even Pesach Mila Tamma, not only Kibbut Ava'im. Avagab Damadach, though that in general regarding other licenses that say is Decha Shabbos, therefore I need a special limud in there to tell us that's not a general idea about Shabbos, that certain mitzvahs would be Decha that of Shabbos.